jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Here we go again on another Jumping In Saturday night, 9 o'clock. It is the best modern and contemporary jazz you'll find this side of the pond, and probably the other side as well, and a bit of a special this evening.
Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In, another one of our ad hoc specials in a series we're going to call Old Masters, where we look not so much at the music of the old master, him or herself, but at those they've inspired and maybe different takes on their music. As it happens, this edition is also a birthday celebration, as this musician was born 95 years ago this week. So, H, you've driven miles to get here. No doubt you're enjoying de vistas across Douglas Bay from the studio window, so I know you're no Freddy Freeloader, and you're all in blues and greens today. What have you got?
This is incredibly punny. It has to be said. Incredibly punny. I've got a bit of 2020 vision with Jean-Michel Pilk. We still hear a lot of him, not so much these days. Looking at some portraits with Gerald Wilson and a bit of PMP, and that's not personal.
And for me, well, there's a journey as far as you can see, an old profession, a raver, a quiet time, and a kickoff. Milestones. Have you guessed who it is yet?
I'm working on it.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Who else could it be but Miles Davis, who still holds the record for the biggest selling jazz record of all time with Kind of Blue. And I think I've lost count of the number of different versions I have, but they're all great. And if you haven't got one, well, go and get one. I mean, there's no excuse now. That, however, was Milestones, taken from The Further Adventures of Jimmy and Wes, although I've actually got it as part of a box set of Oliver Nelson, the Argo Verve and Impulse Big Band sessions. And we heard both of them featured there, Wes Montgomery on guitar, of course, and the unmistakable Hammond sound of the fantastic Jimmy Smith, supported by a great band under the direction of Oliver Nelson, with, amongst others, Phil Woods, Clark Terry, Joe Newman, Quentin Jackson, Richard Davis and Grady Tate on the drums.
Terrific stuff. Can't go wrong. And yes, I don't know how many versions of, must have two or three, must admit, and virtually an entire shelf just full of Miles albums.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, terrifying, isn't it? And even then, there must be dozens I don't have. Yeah, it is our, what were you calling it, our special?
It's Old Masters.
Old Masters. That's right. I was trying to think what it was. Old Masters. Good title. Yes, Old Masters. And you can't get, well, not older, but better as a master than Miles Davis. Lord knows how many he must have inspired. And here's a young man we saw, not so young these days, but we saw him when he was a little bit younger, based around London and France, Jean-Michel Pilk, actually with a great lineup here with this trio we played quite a bit. This is actually under the leadership of, I think, Andre Ceccarelli, the Italian drummer, with also Thomas Bramari on the drums. And here's a great take of Solar. We'll be right back. terrific stuff. Always enjoyed his playing. It's sort of spiky. It's not sort of Jarrett-esque. He's his own man very much. It's got a touch of sort of Thelonious's here and there, hasn't everyone? But he's always slightly off kilter again, or perhaps Marshall Salal again. I'm sure he's influenced by Marshall Salal to a large degree. I was going to say, he was a young man when we saw him. He's 60 now, I think, and has been teaching. We saw him around the London scene. He was in the Paris scene. He went to the New York scene where he was teaching as well. I think went back to France. And is now, I was just looking, he's now actually based in Montreal and is currently teaching in McGill University in Montreal, where actually I saw a good drummer based around there. Jim, what's his name? Doxas, I think, is based, teaches in the same university of McGill University. So, yeah, wonderful stuff. And that's 2020, that album. I think under the leadership of Andre Ceccarelli. A version of Miles is, of course, solo. Jean-Michel Pilk on the keyboard and Thomas Bramery bass.
Fantastic stuff. And next for me, a young Austrian pianist who also likes to tread his own path, particularly with his trio Random Control. Here's David Helbock with a different version of Blue in Green. Lovely, slightly different take there from David Helbock at piano, Johannes Barr and Andreas Brugger. Collectively, they're known as Random Control. They rustle up some 20-plus instruments between them. David mainly on piano and keys, however. Tour d'Horizon was his album, which was tribute to the pianist who inspired him. And yes, he knows that Miles wrote Blue and Green, but his inspiration was Bill Evans. And quite, you know, he got, I think, unfair review at the time. I find it a very enjoyable album, and he tackles music from lots and lots of well-known pianists in very different styles for each one, just really having some fun with them. But I think it's a nice album. The album is called Tour de Horizon, or De Horizon.
You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and myself, H, and this is a bit of a special for you today, and we're celebrating Miles Davis, or at least those he has inspired his music, and the people who go on to play his music, different versions of his music, and people he might have been inspired either to play his music or their own music, to take up perhaps the instrument in the first place. Here's a man giving a version of a track you'll be familiar with. I've enjoyed it for ages. First time I actually saw it, it was Don Weller playing it, of all people. Bless him, no longer with us, of course. But if you know the Miles Smiles album, something Miles didn't often do on stage, it has to be said, you'll be familiar with Gingerbread Boy. We'll be right back. Back. A Gingerbread Boy, not a Miles composition itself, of course, composed by Jimmy Heath, but classically probably the most famous track from the Miles Smiles album, which, yes, was a shock to everyone. I think a more ironic title for a Miles Davis album, it's difficult to imagine. Not known for his smiling, generally. I think he did occasionally, but, yeah, not often on camera, very rarely on stage, as far as I could see. none. That's the way he was, wasn't he? The Dark Prince, as someone once called him. Yes, Gingerbread Boy, great track, with Ed Thigpen leading that group. Ed himself, as far as I'm aware, never played with Miles, although he could easily have done. Best known, of course, for his tenure with Oscar Peterson. He worked for him for 6 years. And, yeah, wonderful track, that one. As a memory of one of my favourites, just one of my favourites, Miles albums. We could do a whole thing about Desert Island Miles.
Yes, we could go for Miles, yeah, on that particular submission.
Miles and Miles.
Miles and Miles, yes. And sometimes timing is everything, and perhaps this next album is an example of just that. Sandwiched between Milestones and the seminal Kind of Blue, Cannonball Adderley's Something Else is surely a standout album in any other company. And yes, Miles was here, but let's not forget, he was a sideman here. Here's Love for Sale. Thank you. Still an absolute favourite. Love for Sale from the fantastic Something Else. Cannibal Adderley's only Blue Note release in his own name, a year after joining the Miles Davis Band in 57, and in fact prior to Train's return to the band a year later. Something Else with Hank Jones, Sam Jones, Art Blakey, not to mention Miles, and of course Cannonball. It's worthy of a place in anybody's collection.
Most certainly is. You're listening to the Old Masters, and I don't just mean Chris and myself, H.
Increasingly so.
You're heading that way. Old, certainly.
Less of the Masters, yeah.
And celebrating Miles Davis here on Jumping In. He would have been in his 90s or something now, wouldn't he?
95 birthday this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one, when I was looking around, I didn't realise was actually out. The great Japanese pianist, Masabumi Kikuchi, we featured him a couple of weeks ago, he's also been a favourite of mine, does go to the Keith Jarrett School of Groaning, which I know annoys some people and can be quite intrusive at stage. It's never worried me that much, but there we go. But he's had numerous groups, quite a few of them, perhaps because of his obviously Japanese heritage, only seem to have come out in Japan. But you now do sometimes find them online, and this is one such. It's under a group called PMP. His nickname was Pooh, Masabumi Kikuchi, M for Mark Johnson and P for Paul Motion, and an album they just called Miles Mode. Here's Nardis. Thank you. Lovely, actually fairly laid back and straight ahead reading for Masabumi Kikuchi, Nardis. From the album Miles Mode from the 1990s. And as far as I'm aware, only released in Japan, certainly rare as hen's teeth, looking for the actual CD. Had to go through various channels and sort of on a download front in the end to get hold of a copy. But well worth the effort, is all I can say. And yeah, I've enjoyed Kikuchi's music for quite some time. And he also does a version of Milestones there as well, by Blackbird, Around Midnight by Thelonious Monk. Really has enjoyed that album a lot. Recorded live, I think, in Japan. Mark Johnson on the bass, Paul Motion at the drums.
Lovely stuff indeed. Now, described by the Jazz Times in their 1996 review, Enrico Rava's Electric Five is an oral approximation of a Fellini film, surrealistic, indulgent in its broad humour, and ultimately big-hearted. Well, here's certainly a heartfelt rendition of Boplicity.
Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jumpin' In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
Thank you.
Gerald Wilson Orchestra and Portraits, the album, and of course I think you maybe recognise the track So What. Great stuff. We're just chatting about Gerald Wilson. Little known, but I know John, a friend of ours from Southport, a massive fan of his Rages. Really great sound he gets out as well from the orchestra. Vaguely sort of Gillish in places, I think. Great band there. Gerald Wilson arranging and conducting, and the likes of Don Switzer on trombone, Bud Shank on flute, and Harold Land on tenor sax. Also the great Leroy Vinegar.
And before that, bass and drums, two guitarists, Enrico Rava on trumpet, and Jean-Louis Trevesi, What Was Not to Like, with the Electric Five. Well, that's about it for this special edition of Jumping In. Another special edition next week. They always come along like buses as we virtually raise a glass to brew jazz wee, as travel restrictions mean we're going to miss out for the second time. He's hoping for next year. Mark Isham is perhaps best known for his film and TV scores these days, but let's not forget his fantastic Miles-inspired Blue Sun, and this is his regular jam band, the Silent Way Project. We'll leave you with All Blues. See you next week.
In virtual Brussels. Thank you.
Thank you.